This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International, Convention 2010 edition. This year, there are 10 education sessions, 5 communication-focused sessions, and 5 leadership-focused sessions to coincide with Toastmasters educational programs. These sessions are led by expert presenters who will offer tips and tools that everyone can benefit from. In this episode, you will hear from 9 of the 10 education session speakers and what they will be presenting at the International Convention. Get a sneak peek into what to expect so you can decide which sessions you would like to attend.
Distinguished Toastmaster Lynn Brazier joins us from her home in Arizona today. Lynn is scheduled to present an educational session at the Toastmasters International Convention on the afternoon of Friday, August 13th, 2010. The title of her session is Lead On. Lynn Brazier, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you, gentlemen. Very happy to be here.
Good to have you with us. Lynn, I understand your session is designed to help people improve their capacity to lead teams and projects. Before we get into your session specifically, could you just share with us very briefly some of your background and leadership experience?
Well, certainly. And my background in leadership is exactly why I've developed the presentation Lead On. I am a distinguished Toastmaster. I've been a Toastmaster for about 10 years now. I spent most of the time as a leader in my own club. When I went to come out of my club, I did the traditional area governor type thing. And then I preferred to blend back into the background, but my Lieutenant Governor of Education and Training didn't feel that was a good idea. She wanted me to be the fall conference chair for our where our president, Janet Barnhill, was going to be visiting. Mm-hmm. And she wanted quite an event. And my Lieutenant Governor of Education and Training is Trish Blackwelder. And she's been a long-term mentor of mine. Well, when she put me in this position, I should have said no, but instead I said yes and had to go out and find some ways to lead a team in a much more effective manner because there was so much to do and such a short time to do it in.
Hmm. Very good. So Lynn, what are attendees of your session going to learn about leadership and how is it going to help them?
Well, I base this presentation on Bruce Tuckerman's stages of team development. And if you're prepared for what's going to happen and you realize these things are going to happen no matter what, then you're going to be more successful, period. If in addition to that you bring in a couple of skills such as emotional intelligence, which is a big passion of mine, and servant leadership, which is a passion of all of us as Toastmasters, you really find that you can lead a team much more effectively, efficiently, and not pull all your hair out. And that was my goal.
What kind of teams are we talking about? Are we talking about just Toastmasters related, or is this work related? Could it be anything?
I've actually now been using it in both. I've recently, because of my experience in Lead On and because of the leadership opportunities I took as a Toastmaster, also become a people leader for American Express. And I use those same philosophies in leading that team. But when I'm doing the presentation, I'm really doing it with the Toastmasters, I can't fire you if you don't do what I need you to do type perspective, because these are volunteers. And work with a nonprofit volunteer organization is much different than what you do when you go to work and you have your performance reviews and you have your pay scales and all the things that make it a little easier to sometimes keep people motivated.
Gotcha.
Right. Lynn, you mentioned briefly emotional intelligence. Can you just explain what emotional intelligence is and why it's important to leadership?
Daniel Goleman is the premier source of emotional intelligence these days, and I will be using a lot of his philosophies and his instructive as I do the class. Emotional intelligence is how you feel about things, and to be intelligent about how you feel is a really unique combination. And what I'm looking to show people is if you can actually get a little control of those emotions, get a little understanding of those emotions, not only yours, but people you're working with, then you're really going to find yourself much more successful. They've actually said that emotional intelligence is more of an indicator of future success among college students, for example, than their CSATs or their SAT scores. Mm-hmm. And you actually find people who are great, straight A's, wonderful people, but they don't go as far business-wise as they're going to go if they have a high EQ.
Right. Lynn, can you give us a peek into the format of your session? Is it going to be primarily a lecture type of format, or are you going to have any interactive group exercises?
Well, I actually have an exercise plan that is probably going to throw everybody for a nice little loop. It is very hard to understand what emotional intelligence is. And so the exercise I have planned is going to give people a feeling of their own emotional intelligence. And I've done it with a few groups here in Arizona. And every time it starts a raging debate of what it's trying to do and what it's trying to come out. So I won't tell you exactly what it is because I don't want to be prepared. But when you get in the classroom, you're definitely going to find that we're going to do an exercise that's going to make you scratch your head. And it doesn't use logic. And boy, does that throw people off. Mm.
So people aren't going to be crying in the room, are they?
No crying.
All right.
You know, that'd be the storming portion of team building, and we'll get to that in a later portion of the program.
Yeah. We want to keep it light.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Lynn, what do you think is going to be the greatest benefit to those who choose to attend your session?
I think that understanding the stages of team development really, really sets a leader up for success. If you know what's coming, knowledge is power. And you can then make plans on how to deal with what's coming. And what's coming is coming. You have no choices. There's nothing you can do to make this any different. It's going to happen. It happens when you build any relationship, whether it's a marriage, a working relationship, or a Toastmaster relationship. It doesn't matter. Every team, regardless of how it's come together, goes through these stages. It's just the way it is. So if you know they're coming and you're prepared for them, you're much more likely to efficiently move through them and not let them be roadblocks for you.
Right. Well, it sounds wonderful. And can you remind us again when this session is?
It is at 3:30 on Friday afternoon.
All right. We look forward to seeing you there.
Wonderful. I look forward to meeting you guys there too.
All right. You take care.
Thank you, Lynn.
Have a nice
one. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Distinguished Toastmaster and past International Director Tammy Miller will present an educational session at the Toastmasters International Convention in Palm Desert on the afternoon of Friday, August 13th, 2010. The title of her session is Communicating for Personal and Professional Success. Tammy Miller, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thank you
welcome
very
Tammy.
Much. Good to be here.
Good to have you with us, Tammy. And Tammy, can you share with us what can our members look forward to learning about at your educational session?
Absolutely. I'm very excited about this. Actually, I'm presenting the program with past international president Ted Corcoran. So the two of us are going to be talking about the why, the what, the how, and the who, the art of listening in communication. You know, oftentimes in the manuals, we talk about the basic foundation of putting the presentation together. So we're going to be looking at the basics of not only putting the presentation together, but how we put it together and for what purpose we're putting that message together.
Very good. And I understand you're going to be handing out Oreos at your session. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we are going to be handing out Oreos, but there's a very specific reason for that. One of the things that we'll be showcasing in this presentation is something called the speech cookie. And the speech cookie is a really great structure for impromptu speaking, gentlemen. And I know that sounds strange, but we learn in Toastmasters that we have structures for regular formal presentations, like an introduction, 3 points, and a conclusion. Mm-hmm. But we often find what really trips us up is the impromptu response. And the Oreo is original material, and Oreo is called, known as the speech cookie. It stands for O-R-E-O, of course. And the O is, if you ask a question, can you offer an opinion of that question? That's the O. Mm-hmm. The R is, can you give a reason or reasons why you back up that opinion with those reasons? And then the E is example or examples. And then back to the O for your opinion again. So it really gives you a really neat structure that's easy to remember. When somebody asks you a question, mm-hmm. really, what is your opinion, a reason or reasons for backing that up, an example or examples to strengthen the argument, and then back to your opinion again. So that's the speech cookie. And of course, we couldn't have the speech cookie and the Oreo without giving out a few Oreos.
Are you going to give out milk as well?
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll have to remember that because otherwise people will be walking around going, got milk? Mm-hmm. The rest of the convention.
And you got to watch out for the people with the lactate issues, too.
That's exactly right. Oh, all those things I have to consider.
So is Nabisco after you for this trademark violation?
Well, we didn't trademark the Oreo, of course, but we did the speech cookie. So the copyright on the speech cookie, they're okay with that.
I don't know. That's true. I think the people who invented the sandwich technique we're going to have an issue to say. I think it's, I see a lot of parallels there. All right, we'll let you
Absolutely.
Go.
But it's been very well received. That's actually out of part of the book that I revealed last convention, and mm-hmm. that is My Life is Just Speech Material. And both of our books, both my book and Ted's book, The Leadership Bus, will be available at the convention bookstore during the convention too.
Very good. And Tammy, can you share with us just a little bit about the division of labor for your workshop? I believe this is the only workshop that's co-presented. So how is that going to work with both you and Mr. Ted Corcoran presenting together?
Well, Ted and I, we go back a long way, so we have worked on some other presentations together. And of course, he loves to have the stage, I love to have the stage, because we have messages that we would like to deliver. Mm-hmm. So we basically have divided it up so that we'll start kind of a 10-minute with one person, 10-minute with the other person, and we have bits and pieces that we would like to talk about on our own. For example, we'll be talking about the communication process, where it's not just a receiver and sender, but we have to consider all things involved in the process, including situation, interference, feedback. So Ted will be talking about the communication process. Hmm. I will be offering the information on the Oreo, because that's my information. Mm-hmm. We'll both be talking about the why of the message and then the art of listening. We have a few examples that we'll be doing. So we're dividing it up pretty evenly, at least the way we think we are right now.
And how will a convention attendee be changed when they walk out of the room after sitting through your session, as opposed to when they walked in the door before it began?
Absolutely. It's a very good question. What we hope we're going to be giving them, of course, the Oreo, the speech cookie, is going to be very valuable because it is a new concept and it has been very, very well received by Toastmasters all across the world that have received the book and received the information. So I'm hoping that the OREO, the opinion, reason, examples, and opinions, will be able to give them something they can take with them there. But also, really thinking about their message. So they might be able to put that message together, but we're going to be talking about why you're looking at the basics of it more, so that you're thinking behind the scenes more before you even put the words out there, so that your message is going to resonate with your audience a little more thoroughly. They're going to be able to walk away with that message and be able to say, all right, now I understand why I'm saying what I'm saying and how I'm saying it. So we think it's going to be just a revelation of all of that process that goes into it before the words are actually presented to an audience.
Great. And where can people go to find out more information about you?
About me, they can go to www.tammyspeaks.com. And about Ted, they can go to www.theleadershipbus.com. Those are both of our websites, and they can get more information about both of us there.
Great.
Fantastic.
Well,
Tammy,
thank you very much.
We look forward to meeting you in Palm Desert.
All right, same here. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a fantastic day today.
You bet.
You too.
Take care.
Joining us from his home in Plano, Texas, Bo and I are pleased to speak with the 2003 World Champion of Public Speaking, Mr. Jim Key. Jim Key, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Jim. How are you?
Jim, of course, you're going to be speaking in Palm Desert. Have you been to Palm Desert before?
Nope, never have.
Neither have Bo nor I, but we are looking forward to it. And the title of your session is Speaking and Leadership Lessons to Laugh About. It sounds like one of the more enigmatic session titles. Could you tell us what audiences can expect from that session?
Well, first off, you can expect to have a good time. One of the things I want to do is take a look at several things that I've experienced, things that are, you know, humorous stories, but find the lesson in each of those that applies specifically to the two things that Toastmasters focuses on, speaking and leadership. So I think that the people who attend can expect to laugh a lot, but I think you can also expect to take away some lessons that you can apply in not just in Toastmasters, but in your job and in your family life as well.
About how many stories do you have, Jim?
I think I've got about seven or eight different ones. I mean, we only have a limited time, about I think 45 or 50 minutes for the session, and so you know, you can't try to pack too much material in, right, in that, because I want to have some time to discuss the actual messages, the points that come from those.
All right, how about a teaser of one of those stories? Pick a story and give us a teaser. Don't tell us a punchline, because then nobody's going to want to go to your session. Just a little bit.
Wow. Well, one of the stories has to do with an experience I had with my son when he was trying to figure out whether or not a young lady at his school liked him or not. Mm-hmm. And the methods that are in use today are quite different than the methods when I was a kid. You know, you had a piece of paper and you just wrote, I like you, do you like me? And you hand it over and they marked one of the boxes.
Right,
you know?
Circle yes or no.
Yeah, yes, no, or maybe. You know, like, so, and we had an exchange that boggled my mind at the time, but the underlying message of that is, you know, just because something worked in the past does not mean that it is eternally the thing that will work. And so as leaders, we have to know that, we have to adjust to that, because the people we lead may differ from the people we led 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or maybe even from the people we led 1 or 2 years ago. So we have to be aware of the changing environment that we live in and adjust accordingly to remain effective.
Sure. You know what I found, Jim, in doing that whole note passing thing? If you include money, it's much more effective to get a positive answer.
Better results.
Much better.
Never tried that one, so.
There's a tip for you and your audience.
Jim, I know one of the points you're going to be talking about is the difference between intended and actual communications. That sounds like it could be a good setup for some comedy. But could you give us a taste of what that point is directed to?
It's directed to the fact that many times when we are addressing audiences of any size, we have in our minds what we want to communicate, and just the words alone may meet that criteria. But when we package that together with the setting, our attitude, our tone, our body language, we may communicate something that is vastly different and unintended. So we have to be aware of that, and not just give presentations or give talks that are dry recitations. We have to be able to take the feedback that our audience is giving us during that presentation and adjust to it, so that we do communicate what we actually intend to, and not some sideline message that's differs from what we intend.
Right. Makes sense. And Jim, for our listeners who are listening to you thinking, wow, this Mr. Key is a pretty interesting guy, I'd like to learn more about him. Where could they go to find out more about you?
Well, my website is www.jimkey.com.
Fantastic.
And I've got plenty of information on there that they can find. And my contact information is on there as well, in case they want to drop me an email or something like that.
Well, Jim, we certainly look forward to your session. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and, of course, educational as well. And look forward to meeting you in Palm Desert.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Sasha Strauss is a former Toastmaster and managing director of the brand strategy consulting firm Innovation Protocol. He will present an educational session at the International Convention entitled The World of Brands, How Brand Strategy Makes and Molds Minds. Sasha Strauss, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome,
wow,
Sasha.
That's right, of course. Now, Sasha, you're a former member of Toastmasters, so you're certainly familiar with the organization. Could you share with us why you think branding is an important topic of focus, and also who among the convention attendees do you think would especially benefit from your session?
Sure. You know, I was a Toastmaster for a long time, and it's not that I have chosen not to be. It's simply that I now have a firm, and I actually mandate that all of my employees attend Toastmasters, which has been an incredible compliment to their capabilities. But to answer your question, the interesting thing about communicating as a skill set is that there's a difference between people who have great ideas and people who can communicate great ideas. And so the way that I sort of see communication, especially with Toastmasters, is that no matter what it is that you do, no matter what service you provide or skill set you think you're great at, if you can't explain to the world what it is you're actually doing or why they should believe in what you have to say, mm-hmm. you are always going to compromise your value creation. And so I think that the way that I've prepared this speech for the Toastmasters conference has specifically been about ways for all of us, as we have entrepreneurs or fathers or friends or speakers, to think about the way that we tell our story, mm-hmm. so that we are not only sharing our idea, but we're doing so in such an effective way that people can't forget us.
Great.
Very good. So branding really is all about communication, telling your story.
Absolutely. In fact, there are so many names for it. There's advertising, marketing, public relations, branding, right? There's all of these different sort of skill sets or service areas that are supposed to reference this notion of communication, but it's all the same. It doesn't matter what you call it. We just respect that you, if you have something to say and there's an audience that's going to listen, you have to ensure that you've packaged the message in such a way that it's natural for that audience to absorb that story. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do in branding. We help large corporations define who they are and why they matter, and then we literally give them the vocabulary to do so. So whether it's man on the street or a sales force or the CEO's giving a speech, we do so in such a focused way that every time you hear from them, you know who they are, you understand why they matter, and therefore you can't forget them.
Sasha, do you think your topic has applicability for people who aren't a part of either a small business or a large corporation, or someone who's not interested in marketing a business per se? Is there still value there?
Yeah, in fact, one of the more popular subjects that we end up presenting to, let's say, graduate programs across the country is on personal branding. And what I've done with this presentation for the conference is I've actually kind of created a hybrid, because I know that not everybody there is an entrepreneur or business owner. Mm-hmm. We created sort of this hybrid philosophy. And the best way to think about it is this, that every given day, you are responsible for telling your own story, whether you're interacting with someone new or you're reinforcing a family relationship. And instead of just thinking, I'll deal with it off the cuff, I'll just sort of stand before the individual and hope to engage them, just like as you're preparing your Toastmasters presentation, your obligation is to do the same thing with your personal brand. So the presentation that we've outlined for the conference actually talks about not marketing a product, but taking some asset, whether it's yourself or your business or an idea or a nonprofit initiative, and just deciding what story you need to tell the world so that as you engage, you're doing so in an incredibly prepared way.
Well, this is great. We look forward to seeing you and meeting you in person, and certainly visiting your session and seeing how it goes. Make sure to stop by at the International Conference. We will be there somewhere.
Absolutely.
And Sasha, where can folks find out more about you and or your firm?
Great. Well, I do want to mention one more thing about the conference presentation.
Sure.
It actually is supposed to be entertaining. I did a sort of pre-presentation of it just the other day to 250 parents of graduate students at USC, and it was a laugh, if you will. So I think that we'll not only learn a lot together and understand the power of communicating in a brand-like way, uh-huh, but we'll also have a really good time. So I'm excited to have all of you.
That's what we want.
Thank you. To answer your question about where to find out more about the firm's name is Innovation Protocol, so innovationprotocol.com. As far as me as an individual, I'm very, very active in social media, so Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, all of them are just my name, Sasha Strauss, no spaces.
All right.
Very
wonderful.
Good.
Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you both. Appreciate the time.
Bye-bye. Take care, Sasha.
All right. Be well.
Terry Langhans is a certified speaking professional, former CEO of a national ad agency and marketing firm, and author of The 7 Marketing Mistakes Every Business Makes and How to Fix Them. Terry will be presenting an educational session at the Toastmasters International Convention entitled Blah, 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 How to Make Your Marketing Stand Out and Get Better Results. Terry Langhans, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Hello, hello. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, Terry, some of our listeners might be thinking, you know, I don't work in a marketing department. In fact, I've never even been vice president of public relations for my Toastmasters club. And they might think this session doesn't apply to them. And Terry, you would say?
Baloney. No. This session is really for anyone who wants to make a message stand out, get better results, get people to do, not do, or let you do something for them. So whether you're trying to market your own speech, you want to market your own speech, you want to market a business, you want to get people at the office to change the way they do something, sell an idea, this is the session for you.
What's your strategy, Terry? Is it going to be kind of a lecture-based? Is it going to be hands-on? Can you give us a little overview of how this is going to go?
I'm not going to touch anyone.
Okay. No. So not literally no hands-on. That's good.
Exactly. It's going to be very fast-paced lecture, and it's really going to be all about how do you get past the wall that most people have when it comes to, you know, no one wants to get a sales pitch when they wake up in the morning. No one wants someone to market something to them. They don't want to change anything, thank you very much. So I've got tangible tools, realistic examples, lots and lots of ways people can literally walk out of that room and change the way they go about getting their message across, pitching business, selling an idea, and getting better results without being boring, belligerent, or overly boastful, because nobody likes that.
Right.
No, not at all.
Terry, I love the irony of using blah, blah, blah in your session title. And in fact, I know that's part of your personal and corporate branding as well.
It is.
Could you tell us a little bit about that and how you came to use it in your branding?
Sure. Essentially, most marketing, my background with the ad agency and the marketing firm has been that most marketing boils down to those three words, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's out there yakking about who they are and what they do and look what I've got and isn't it great and you want to buy some, you want to buy some, you want to buy some. And to our listener, whether we're trying to persuade them to our way of thinking or we're looking to get hired or, you know, to make a presentation, whatever, to them it all sounds alike. Mm. It all sounds like, hey, look at me, do what I want, blah, blah, blah. So I am the anything but blah speaker and consultant. I help people make their message less ordinary and more effective.
All right. Prove it to us. Give us one little piece of information, one little nugget that the audience will walk out with when they leave your session.
Here's the key. The one thing missing from most messages is intrigue and emotion. I'm going to talk about the four cornerstones that go into any message. Those are two of the biggies. By intrigue, I mean, we tend to think, wow, I've got to get it out there. I got to make my point. And I got to, you know, we have about a thimble's worth of interest from most of our audience or our listeners or our readers. And we tend to fill it with a fire hose. So I'm going to show how you can use intrigue to get people to peek over that wall that they have between you and me and get them to lower the drawbridge, open the door, and start a conversation, as well as this use of emotion, how to use story, how to make people feel an emotion. Too many people tend to just show a picture or hope their visual, you know, gets their point across. The real key is that people should feel something when they hear your message, when they read your blog, when they look at your marketing message, when you promote the events at your club. A lot of people have told me that they're in that PR marketing role. And how do we get more people to join? How do we get more people at our events? They'll have a four-step process to really drill down and bring the benefits to life. That's what it's all about, if you don't want to be blah.
Fantastic. And Terry, I know one of the other promises your program description makes is helping people get attention without coming across as boastful. I wonder if there's something along those lines you could share just a sliver of with us, please.
Sure. I call them the killer bees. The thing that will kill your message and get people, you know, their alarm bells will go off is if you're boastful, blatant, or boring. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways to get rid of the killer bees is to drill down to, you know, what is it I want to say? Well, I want to tell them this and I want to tell them that. And usually those are features or attributes. Convert it to a benefit by asking this question. What is the need or the want that is satisfied by that feature? You know, what is the need or the want that is satisfied by having something portable, affordable, and allegedly will get you good reception everywhere? You know, those are features of a cell phone. Well, when you start asking that question, what's the need or the want that is satisfied by this idea? Then start asking, why is that important personally to the listener, the target audience? Why is that important? And what happens is you get a list of want and need words. Sometimes you spark an idea for a story. Sometimes you come up with a headline. But that's what people care about, is what they get and what's important to them. Rarely do they care about us or your boring business or your boring message.
We'll bring
that to life.
Well, I got to tell you, Terry, you have me peeking over that wall to find out what's on the other side. So I am anxious.
Come on in.
Yeah, you bet. I'm anxious to take a peek in your session and see what it's all about. So when will that session be exactly? Do you have the exact time and date?
It's on Friday the 13th at 1:15.
All right, 1:15, of course, and that is at the Toastmasters convention, just in case anybody is confused at this point. All right, yes. Terry, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you there in a little over a month.
Oh, and Terry, where can folks find out more about you?
At blahblahblah.us, as in United States.
Fantastic.
And the way you spell blah is B-L-A-H. So blahblahblah.us.
Great.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Thanks. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next guest is a returning guest to the Toastmasters podcast. Mark Eaton was featured on episode number 12. He's a business leader and entrepreneur and a former basketball star for the Utah Jazz. At the Toastmasters International Convention, he will present the four commitments of a winning team. Fellow Toastmaster Mark Eaton, welcome back to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's great to be back with you.
Great to have you with
us. Good to have you here again.
Mark, can you give us a glimpse into what you have on tap for those who are going to attend your session at International?
You know, I can. I really focus on better teamwork through getting rid of sort of the internal competition in business. And I teach people the four commitments of the winning team. And I tell my story of going from a 21-year-old auto mechanic who couldn't play basketball to an NBA All-Star.
Wow.
And that's one reason to come. And I think the second reason to come is that I've got a great speech. And if you're there at Toastmasters and you want to know, want to learn more about how a great speech comes together, you need to come listen to mine, because I've worked on it for 3 years with a coach. And it's really a well-put-together presentation. And I'm not just saying that just because it's me. But, it's really a concise, well-put-together message. And so another reason to come would just be to learn the elements of what makes a great presentation.
All right. So let's just get one thing straight. You do not have to be a pro basketball player to enjoy your speech. Is that correct?
You do not. Nope. Okay. No.
Let's say if you're under 6 feet tall, can you still enjoy the speech, the presentation?
Yes, you can.
And if you've never worked on a car before as a mechanic.
Yeah, if you've never worked on a car, that's not a qualification to get into the presentation. You can come anyway.
All right.
And you'll learn a few things about yourself, and you'll learn a few things, maybe give you an insight into where you want to go and with your life, and maybe help you get refocused at the same time.
Great.
Mark, in reading the session summary, there's a pretty big promise in there. Your session promises to help attendees become invaluable at work. Can you share with us a little bit about how you're going to help attendees reach such a lofty goal?
In short, how are you going to pull that one off, Mark?
You're a funny guy. Well, in short, how I do that is the one thing I did as a basketball player was that I was there for my teammates. And in committing myself to others' well-being, as opposed to just following a goal or saying I want to, you know, get this many rebounds, that's really what made me invaluable to my teammates. And even though there were better players that came along from time to time, I kept my job day in and day out because the coaches knew I was committed to winning, and I was committed to helping my teammates look good. And through that process and through some of the points that I share, I can enlighten folks about how to do that in their individual situation, whether they're a speaker, whether they're just whether they're at work every day, whether they're the boss. I really do believe that you'll walk out of the room with some new ideas about how to take your life and your organization to the next level and how to be invaluable.
All right. Fantastic. Sounds like some great content. Mark, have you been to the International Convention yourself before?
I have not. I'm looking forward to coming, and I'm going to try and hang around and see some of the activities as well. So look at checking out the speech contest. I know a few of the gentlemen who have won in the past, and look forward to seeing them again. And I think Toastmasters is just a great thing. It's helped me tremendously in my speaking career, and we have a great club in Park City, Utah, where I attend weekly. And so it's going to be fun to see what everyone else out there in the Toastmasters world is doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mark, where can folks learn more about Mr. Mark Eaton?
You can go to my website, which is 7foot4.com, or you can just Google Mark Eaton, and you'll that's E-A-T-O-N, and you'll find it that way as well.
Wonderful. Or you can go to Palm Desert on Friday, August 13th at 1:15 p.m.
And exactly.
See him in person. Great.
See me in person, up close and personal, yes.
Wonderful.
That's great, Mark. We look forward to seeing you there, and be sure to stop by the podcasting booth and say hello to us as well.
I definitely will. I look forward to maybe you guys can step in and check out my presentation.
Oh, we will.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
be there. You can count on it. All right, Mark.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our next guest is Lance Miller. Lance appeared on the show with us last year at the 2009 convention. Lance is the 2005 World Champion of Public Speaking. On Thursday, August 12th of the Toastmasters International Convention, Lance will present Finding Your Voice. Lance Miller, welcome back to the Toastmasters podcast.
Ryan, great to be back with you.
Good to have you with us.
Welcome,
Lance. Let's get right to it. How are you going to help those who attend your workshop find their voice?
Well, one of the, I think, side benefits, and to me it was the key benefit of actually doing all the speech contests that I did and competing with Toastmasters, was discovering the value and the messages that I had as an individual. And there was a considerable number, there were a considerable number of years, I would say, that I was struggling trying to come up with speech topics that I felt would be relevant for the audience, that were I had passion and conviction on, that I felt would resonate and would basically establish myself as a speaker. And in going through the process, I started to discover that I had phenomenal topics for any audience sitting right in front of me, but I had never seen them. It's a little bit like when you join Toastmasters and you're the awe counter for the first time, you've never heard an awe in your life. All of a sudden you become aware of awes and you hear them all the time. And that's sort of what happened with me. I didn't realize how to look for a speech topic, where to look for it. And so what we're going to do in this seminar is we're actually going to go through the process of showing exactly where you look for your speech topics. And in the seminar, what I do is I take the whole audience through a process where they come up with the speech concepts, and then I give the speech at the end of the seminar. So we actually write a speech right in the seminar, and I deliver it right in the seminar. And it's not my speech; it's what the audience came up with. So it's I never know where this thing's going. So it's an amazing process to go through. But what I know is that there are things that happen to us every day. There are experiences we've all had that we just discount. We don't realize that there's a phenomenal message sitting right there in that, you know, being stuck in traffic or missing a flight, right. You know, having the, somebody handle you in the grocery store properly or give you something a little special, and all of a sudden you start to uncover these jewels that are sitting right in front of you.
Hmm. So this definitely is going to be an interactive session. People aren't just going to be sitting down doing nothing.
No, it's completely interactive. As a matter of fact, I do a short intro on it. We do about 15, 20 minutes of working with the audience and having them, I take them through actually the process of creating a speech, and then I pull it together, and the last 10 minutes of the seminar is I actually pull the speech together and the concepts, and then I give the speech from the standpoint of showing how you could pull that together. And the interesting aspect of it is that I really consider as speakers that we're artists more than anything else. And if you look at what an artist does, is they create something new on basically a blank palette, right, or a blank page, whether it's writing or it's a painting or it's a song. They take some little concepts of life, and they put life into it, and that's what we do as speakers. And so we have to get those creative juices, those creative talents flowing, and that's what the whole process here is, to show how do you take something and really look at it from sort of an artistic standpoint and go, wow, how could I create off of that?
Lance, you explained that you'll be collaborating with the audience on creating a speech, but I'm wondering, will attendees walk out of your workshop having a speech idea or perhaps multiple speech ideas themselves?
the feedback I get on this seminar I'm delivering is the best feedback I get from any seminar I deliver, because it's extremely personal to everybody. It sort of opens up their box of experience, and they realize how many things I could actually talk about.
Well, Lance, we look forward to hearing you share your message about finding your voice on Thursday, August 12th at 11:30 a.m. at the convention. And Lance, where can folks go to learn more about you?
I'm sorry, repeat that? Sorry.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about
you? Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. They can go to my website, which is lancemillerspeaks.com. And there's a whole bio there, there's some video. I've got free downloads for Toastmasters there on building a championship club, on speech evaluation. I have another download I'm putting up probably next week on free speaking tips. Mm-hmm. So you can just download those cards and have the information right in your hands.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Lance, for being with us. We appreciate it.
It sounds great. Look forward to seeing you guys out in Palm Desert.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Thanks, Lance.
Okay.
Our next guest is Rory Vaden. Rory is a two-time world champion of public speaking finalist and a highly successful entrepreneur. On Thursday, August 12th, Rory will present an educational session entitled Great Leaders Are Great Speakers, Bringing Your Leadership Alive Through Persuasive Speaking. Rory Vaden, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, yes. Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome. I can't wait.
You bet.
All right. Great to have you on the show. Now, Rory, I noticed in your session title, it appears the word ALIVE is actually an acronym. Can you tell us what that stands for?
Well, I will tell you if you come to my session on Thursday.
All right, just tell us what one of the letters stands for then. We'll settle for that.
Yeah, totally. Each letter in the acronym ALIVE stands for a specific technique that a speaker can use to improve their ability to persuade an audience. So, for example, the L stands for laughter. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the psychology of what causes a laugh to happen, why laughter is important for persuading people to do things, and then there's four other techniques that we go through in terms of describing the application that it has to being a persuasive speaker, and then also the mechanics of how to deliver that.
Hmm. Interesting. I noticed your session description refers to the four quadrants of vocal variety. I think most of us are familiar with vocal variety if we've done the first 10 speeches in the Competent Communicator Manual. But the four quadrants of vocal variety was a new concept for me. Is this something you've developed or something that's out there in the public domain that you're pulling into your session?
Yeah, actually, this is something that's proprietary that I came up with. I came up with the concept after studying, I studied 20 years of world champions and watched several hundred hours, probably thousands of hours of film of other speakers. And, the original concept of vocal variety I did learn at Toastmasters, but what the four quadrants are is that when I was dissecting the films of all the people who competed in speech contests or who were great leaders and just listening back to speeches from like Abraham Lincoln or Martin Luther King or Winston Churchill, is I noticed that vocal variety is sort of a vague concept that we talk about changing your voice inflection, but what the four quadrants are is if you create a graph where the y-axis is volume and the x-axis is rate, in other words, the speed at which words are coming out of your mouth, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. find this natural separation into four distinct quadrants, and each represents a unique type of voice, and each one has a strength as it in regards to speaking. So there's loud and fast, and people who talk loud and fast, there's certain things that you can do in this voice quadrant. And then there's loud and slow. And this voice accomplishes a completely different objective. And then likewise, if you're low and slow, you speak here. So you speak in each different quadrant to accomplish a different effect with the audience. In other words, by just changing the mechanical delivery of your voice, you can actually cause a physiological change in the audience, which is very, very critical when you're leading people and the primary currency that you have is using words to move people to action.
Gotcha.
Interesting. Rory, your session promises to, quote, instantly improve your charisma and confidence in front of groups. And I got to tell you, that sounds like a tall order to instantly improve charisma and confidence in your attendees. How are you going to accomplish that? Is that an exercise? Is it some change in perspective, some kind of technique for people to employ? You don't have to give us the specifics, but in general, how are you going to accomplish that?
And part B to that question, is there a money-back guarantee?
Yeah, that's right. It's 100% money-back guarantee. For anybody who pays money to come into my session, if they don't get what they're looking for, I'll refund them 100% of their $0 admittance fee.
Of the money they pay you, at least.
So there is the, yeah, primarily it comes through the form of education. Mm-hmm. It comes through understanding how to use your voice, how to use the stage, how to use your facial expressions, your gestures, and through interpreting what the greatest leaders have done of all time with their speaking, then translating that into a system of pragmatic steps that somebody can employ as a speaker. It's that knowledge that will empower people. And, you know, knowledge breeds confidence. Confidence is charisma. So somebody who was once underconfident speaking as a leader in front of a group trying to get people to move to action will now have a set of rules and laws and principles that govern that whole art in and of itself, and so thereby increasing their charisma and their ability to influence people right away.
When is your session scheduled for?
That would be Thursday morning at 11:30. Don't be late. Otherwise, it'll be just like every other Toastmaster meeting.
Fantastic.
Great.
And where can folks go to learn more about Mr. Rory Vaden?
Probably the best place for them to gather information would be roryvaden.com. That'll give them a chance to kind of see a little bit about me, some of the articles I've written, some of the different programs that I teach. They can also, if they're on Twitter, if you are a twit as I am, you can catch me at roryontwitter.com. That'll take you right to my Twitter profile full of speaking techniques, advice, motivation. So that's where they can find me.
Beautiful. Rory, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and we will see you in less than a month, buddy.
That sounds good. I will see you guys there.
All right, you take care.
Thanks, Rory.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next guest is distinguished Toastmaster, past district governor, and accredited speaker, Cheryl Rausch. Known as the Sparkle Lady, Cheryl is president and CEO of Sparkle Presentations based in San Diego, California. On Friday, August 13th of the International Convention, Cheryl will present Be Real, How to Speak with Spirit and Sparkle. Cheryl Rausch, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you. Yay!
Yay for you.
Good to have you with us, Cheryl. Cheryl, I want to ask, looking at the title of your session, I think adding spirit to a presentation is a fairly familiar concept, but I know sparkle is your unique specialty. So what exactly is sparkle, and how can it help us improve our presentations?
Oh, thank you. Both are great questions. I think that sparkle is the energy that we bring to it. It's our uniqueness. It is the authenticity. And every one of us sparkles in our own unique way. It's whatever comes through that is our originality. And when we bring that to any presentation, whether it's a large group or a small group, then there is a level of authentic connection, the alignment. It's almost like the meeting of the hearts, the mind melding, if you will, and how we all come together. And that's that resonance. That's a connection factor that goes above and beyond even words of explanation. That's the sparkle factor. All the things that you bring to it that are unique to you, your creativity, your authenticity.
Interesting. And how are you going to convey this educational content to your audience at the International Convention? Could you tell us a little bit about the format of your session?
Are you going to be using Sparkle yourself? Sure.
Well, it's interesting, and yes, I will be using Sparkle myself, and it's funny because I never branded myself as the Sparkle Lady. It was audience after audience attendee after attendee who came up to me from several different venues and said, oh, you're the Sparkle Lady. And they couldn't remember my name, but they would keep calling me the Sparkle Lady. And one thing led to another, which then it branded me. So I went ahead and named my corporation Sparkle Presentations. How I'll do that to help others do it in bringing that in is immediately doing exercises where we tap into their originality so that they can channel their own talents. We will take a look at authenticity of how to be genuine, how to be real, the truthfulness, the sincerity, the devotion. Then we'll take a look at charisma, which is a magnetic charm or an esteem or enthusiasm, a personality. Then we take a look at the knowledge. So now coming from the left brain, what are the facts and the lessons that they have learned or they've practiced along the way, and how can they bring that uniqueness into their presentations? And revving it up with passion, which is the intense emotion, compelling the feelings, the enthusiasm, the desire, the love, the true energy from it, combining their skills, their talents, plus their uniqueness. And then we'll take a look at what are, and I'll ask them questions, what are some of your favorite things to do? In what tasks or activities and talents do you naturally excel? What purpose, ideas, causes really compels you into action? And then what pulls at your heart that you long to speak about? And then finally, the fifth question is, what are you doing when you feel the most alive, passionate, and excited? So we need to tap people into, from their left brain into their right brain and heart, to bring out that spirit, to bring out that energy and that passion.
I got to tell you, Cheryl, since we had you on the phone, my energy level went up about 2 levels. So it's working. Whatever you're doing, it works. Keep doing it.
I feel that
Thank
too.
You.
So, Cheryl, if you could imagine for a moment that your presentation at convention has just ended and the audience is exiting the room, if you were to stop someone at random who was leaving the room, what is it that you would hope they would think, feel, or know differently than when they entered your workshop?
Great question. What I would want for each and every attendee to think, feel, and do is to think differently about how they are utilizing Toastmasters and our roadmap for communication and leadership into how they can apply it for higher levels, touching more lives, bringing more people into their club, maybe in their personal and their professional lives. How they would feel is absolutely energized. This presentation is at 2:30 in the afternoon, so 2:30 to 3:30, which I know in all cultures is the siesta time. So how I would want them to feel is energized and ready for the rest of the convention, knowing that they can do something differently, which is the do, to your think, feel, and do, is what will they do differently as a result of this information? And some of the skills that they're going to be learning is how to use their sparkle factor to exceed expectations in every presentation. We will take a look at analyzing your audience and really breaking it down so that how do you know that you're meeting their needs? To setting the stage, including the room setup, and how can you tailor your presentation and even choreograph what you are doing into the slides, into even your speaker introduction, and tailoring your message and then adding all the creativity, all the spark and the sizzle to it, that it makes it be more relevant to their listener and then engaging their audience. So they will think, feel, and do on the next higher level from when they walked in, and probably, as Bo is saying, probably 2 or 3 levels higher than when they entered. That's my goal. That's my personal objective and my mission to serve.
Sounds fantastic, and I have a feeling you're going to be fit for the challenge and then some. So, Cheryl, I know you said it a moment ago, but since it's so important, if you could tell us again, for those who want to discover their sparkle factor, what is the time and date of your session again?
Friday, August 13th, 2:30 to 3:30, and it is in the Springs F Room at the Marriott Desert Springs Resort and Spa. So Be Real, How to Speak with Spirit and Sparkle.
Very good. All right. And for our listeners who want to learn more about Cheryl Rausch, where can they go?
Oh, by all means, go to www.sparklepresentations.com.
Great.
Very good. Cheryl, this has been some wonderful content. I'm sure if this is just a taste of your workshop, it's going to be very worth attendees' time to attend. So I thank you for joining us on the show today and look forward to meeting you in person in Palm Desert.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You got it. Go Toastmasters.
Bye-bye. All right.
Take care, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for listening in. On behalf of Ryan and myself, we hope to see you at the convention. Take care, everybody. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.